changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more.
I'm excited to talk to you about something today. I went back and started playing pickleball yesterday. Now, you're going to find, I think, a lot to learn in what I'm about to share with you. So stay with me. I started playing pickleball, I guess, a couple of months ago, and I did it intentionally. The reason I did it is that I was looking for a sport that gave me cardio, but also gave me social contact, ideally with people who live here in Key Largo. One of the challenges that I've experienced, especially during the pandemic, is meeting like-minded people. And people who like to exercise, that's a good start for me. That's a good start. And so I actually started, I got a pickleball paddle. I dinked around. That's what it's calling, dinking, when my daughter was here. And then I went and looked for a place to play, and I couldn't find one in Key Largo. And then one day I went to this park, and I went earlier, and the park was this part of the park was full of people playing pickleball. Dozens, I mean like 20 plus, 40 as many. And so I started playing. And as I've shared with you before, I started getting a little bit better, but this one guy who I really enjoy, and he helps me so much. Because this is the most neutrally truthful guy you will ever hear. He reminds me, there's a character in the second season of Ted Lasso who is just seems rude, blunt, rude. And they keep saying, he's not rude, he's Dutch. I guess that's a thing. Well, that's the way this guy is. And he said, Will, you're getting to where people know you, but you're not playing well enough that people really want to play with you. And so for the last 3 to 4 weeks, I have been practicing by myself. I have been dinking against the wall in the parking stall where my car is parked. And I'm getting to where the paddle feels more comfortable in my hands, to where I'm understanding a bit more of what I'm doing. And so finally yesterday I went to play, and I was expecting, hoping I would play better. I was hoping that people would notice. And I was hoping that it would be a more enjoyable experience. I played, I think, 3 games or 4 games. And I was certainly the weak link on all of the teams I played, but I'm also the newest player. And so I reminded myself that. I kept telling myself that no matter what you're doing, you have to be willing to suck at it when you first start, whether it's learning to box, which I took up a while ago, but gave this up for pickleball because I wanted something more social, or whether it's learning to fly a plane, which I took lessons, or whether it's learning to juggle, which I juggle. You have to be willing to be really, really bad at it. And so my expectations were raised, but they were not through the roof. I got there and I played a game, and I hit several really good shots in a row to the point where I found myself throwing up my hands going, yay, for myself. Because even though I was playing better, nobody really noticed. And I realized that everybody is focused on their own game. These are blinding flashes of the obvious, but they're important things to keep in mind, because whether or not we're stepping up to a golf tee for the first time, or whether we're at a painting, one of those painting parties where everybody's painting, we think that everybody is better than us, or we think that they are more adept than us, when in most cases, they just have a bit more experience than us. And they started exactly where we are. Now, I hit several good shots as we started the first game. By good shots, here's how I define a good shot. I returned it inside the lines. That's all I'm asking of myself at this point, to try and return it inside the lines. Doesn't have to be a kill shot. I don't have to put the ball away. Just keep it in play. Do my best. And I noticed that I hit several good ones in a row, and then I hit several bad ones in a row. Now, as I was hitting the good ones, I found myself going, yeah. And as I started hitting the bad ones, I started going, oh, no. You know, it's like my wand no longer works. What am I doing? And in that moment, I made an important decision. And this is a decision we need to all make when we're in a situation like that. Because I discovered that not only are my fellow pickleballers not noticing that I'm playing better, there are a couple who will tell you everything you did wrong. Now, in the absence of praise externally and hearing correction over and over, it can add to a feeling of hopelessness and even a feeling of resentment. And I decided in that moment that I was only going to count my good shots. I was going to do the Ted Lasso thing. It's the very first episode of the first season of Ted Lasso. He says to Sam, one of his players, you know what the happiest animal in the world is, Sam? It's a goldfish. You know why? It's got a 15-second memory. Be a goldfish. What I found was that I began to pile on my good shots and go, hey, I'm pretty good now. But then when I started, as everyone does, hitting some shots that are not the way I want them to go, or not what I would call good shots, then I started going, I'm pretty bad now. And I was defining myself. And so I decided to only count the good shots. I would only register the good shots in my mind. The bad shots I would let go. Now, this is an important thing. Hear me on this. One of the things that I discovered when I was writing my books on happiness is that people who are very happy do indeed compare themselves to others. We think, oh, no, they couldn't if they're happy. No, they do. But they compare themselves to people who have it worse off than them. I know that sounds bad, but it's true. And it's also a way for all of us to become happier because there are always people who have it worse off than us. Think of the people in Kabul right now. Think of the people with COVID dying right now. There are always people who have it worse off than us. And so what I began to do was to count the bad shots of the people I was playing. There's one guy, and he's the one that is straight up and just tells me without any rancor or anything like that, everything I do wrong. You're in the wrong place. You can't stand there. If you're there, you're going to get caught. You're going to get killed. You've got to be on one of the lines, the back line or the front line. You can't be in the middle. That's no man's land. Okay, well, I didn't know that. And that was really good advice. Now I learned something. You've got your hands up by your side. You need to have your hands in front of you. What are you doing with your hands by your side? What I'm doing is I'm used to playing racquetball where you stand straight and then you rock from side to side and then you hit a backhand or a forehand. Anyway, hearing all of this over and over again, he hit a number of shots into the net. He missed a bunch of shots. And my ego was not like, nah, 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 see, smarty. It wasn't that at all. It was even somebody who really, really knows how to play this game is going to hit bad shots, a lot of them. There was this one guy we were playing. I remember his name because his name is Bruce, because I said, Bruce and his almighty serve. This guy has got a serve that he is able to put in front of you. And when it bounces, it's then going to jump 2 or 3 feet to the right because of the spin. And being a new player, I'm just trying to get it back, right? Well, this guy is showing no mercy on me. And there were several times when Bruce dropped his almighty serve on me and I returned it and then he returned it and I returned it and he knocked it into the net. So there's this tendency to want to go that they were never where I was. They are great all the time and I suck all the time. And we've truly got to flip the pages on that. We've got to flip the surface on that and begin to count what we do well and to count what the people we are playing do poorly. And like I said, it is not about being pious and it is not about being negative. It is simply programming your mind with what you need to be successful. I can't remember the name of the book, but I want to say it was The 7 Habits of Highly Successful People. Somebody will correct me, I'm sure. But there's a book that talks about how during the Korean War, there was a POW camp in Korea that had the highest death rate of American soldiers of any POW camp in Korea. And that there was no torture, there was no starvation, the prisoners all had whatever they needed to eat, etc. However, what the guards of the camp did was when they received letters through the Red Cross, they would open them all. And anything that was negative, such as a woman breaking up with someone, the news of the death of a family member or a dog or anything, anything that would have put someone in a sad mood, they let all those letters go through. Any letters that would give someone happiness and hope, such as, yes, I'll marry you when you return, all of those letters were suppressed. Your child has been born. You have a son or a daughter. Whatever, all of those letters were withheld and only the negativity got through. And as a result, highest death rate in POW camps during the Korean War. The same is true whenever we start something new. Like I said, we've got to be willing to suck at it and we've got to be willing to give ourselves credit for the things that we do well. One of the things that I always do when I paddleboard is I give myself credit for just balancing on the thing. It's not as easy for some people as it is for others. And so I give myself credit for that. And I celebrate that. So as you approach things in your day to day, approach it with this affirmation. I got this. I got this. I got this. I got this. And when something goes wrong, not if you're trying something new, something is going to go wrong. When something goes wrong, you let it go. You don't pile it on top of other negative things. What you do is you count the positive things, the good things. A lot of times working out is, as much as I've said, putting on your shorts and your shoes and going to the gym or to the pickleball court. So just give yourself credit for that. I remember going to the pickleball court once I realized that there was all these people. And I still feel nervous because I would say I'm the worst player there still. And I remind myself that these people, I have yet to meet anyone else there who works. Everyone else there is full-time retired. They get there at 8 a.m. and they hang out and socialize and play until 11 o'clock every day. So these people are getting better at an accelerated rate. And when I get there, I'm a little like, outclassed, I feel. And I have to remind myself, everybody started exactly where I am. And the only way to get better is to keep going and remind myself, I got this. So whatever you're facing today, count what goes well, notice where other people have stumbled, and give yourself the permission to say, I got this, and keep going. You'll be surprised at how quickly you'll pick up things that you want to be able to do. Enjoy today.
No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying.